Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing a bunch of different things for April. Happy April. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. And you'll write your name, and I'll write my name, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a beautiful picture, and I want us to look for this object. Ready? Sheep. Sheep. Yes, sheep. Now, these look like baby sheep. Guess what baby sheep are called? I found this out. Lambs. I want you to look for the biggest baby sheep, the biggest lamb in your picture, and I want you to color it brown because I learned they can be all kinds of colors too. So find your brown crayon and color the biggest sheep brown. Baby sheep under a year old are called lambs. But let's talk about the word sheep. It starts with a digraph. Sh makes the sh sound. Sheep. Sheep. Can you think of a word that would rhyme with sheep? If we took away sh and changed it to w, what would we have? What word would we would have? Weep.
Weep means that you cry and you're really sad about stuff. And you're like, did the sheep weep? Why did the sheep weep?
But I'm as happy as I can be today, so I am not going to weep. I am almost finished with my biggest sheep. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now let's color the littlest sheep gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, use your black crayon lightly or use your pencil. I'm going to use my black crayon lightly. So if we have sheep and weep and we take away the w and weep and we change it to j, what would we have? Jeep. Do you know what a Jeep is? Lots of people drive them. You can drive in a Jeep. I have ridden in a Jeep, but I have never owned a Jeep. But Jeep and sheep and weep, they all rhyme. But you should not weep with a sheep in a Jeep. You just should not do that. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Will you look for this next word? Ready? Net. Net. Yes, net. Let's color the net that's next to the boy in the picture. Let's color it yellow. Color the net next to the boy yellow. Color all inside of it. So it'll look like, you know, we're seeing through it. Because, you know, it's not going to be solid. Looks like he's going to try and catch a bug. So color that yellow. Even color the handle. Get that done. Net. What word would we have if we took away the n in net and changed it to v? Yes, we would have vet. The vet could come and take care of the lamb, right? Okay, put down your yellow crayon. I want you to find your purple crayon, any kind of purple crayon. We are going to, wait, stop. I didn't tell you what to color. Hang on. We are going to color and count at the same time with our purple crayon. We're going to color the flowers on the bushes purple and count at the same time. Ready? Begin. 1. You should be coloring a flower on the bush. 2. You should be moving along now. 3. 4. What comes after 4? 5. 6. 7. What comes after 7? 8, 9, 10. So we've got 10 so far. Keep going. What comes after 10? 11, 12, 13, 14, what comes after 14? 15, 16, one more, 17. Now, boys and girls, over by the girl, there's like half of a flower. I'm not even going to count that one or color it. I'm going to leave it alone. It's okay if you colored it, but I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, we had 17 flowers. Let's touch those flowers and count them again just to make sure we got 17. It's always good to double check. Ready? Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 flowers on the bushes. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Let's find our green crayon and color the bushes. We have half of a bush over by the girl. And then it looks like we have how many full ones over down the way? Yes, so 3 and half of another one. So we could say 4. 3 and one more is 4. Which one's bigger? Which number's bigger, the 3 or the 1? Which number's bigger? Yes, 3. 3 is greater than 1. Greater is another way to say bigger. 3 is greater than 1. So then we could flip it, and say 1 is less than 3. That means littler, fewer, smaller. 1 is smaller than 3. Let's try another one. What if I had these two numbers? Ready? 5 and 7. Which number is greater, bigger, larger than the other one? 5 or 7? Yes, 7 is greater than 5, which means if we flip it, 5 is less, littler, smaller than 7. I am on the last bush. Going around those purple flowers, I'm on the last one. So if you're slower than me, it's okay. You can finish at the end. But if you're way faster than me, you might have gone a little too fast and been sloppy. So be careful. Make sure you're doing your best work. Take 3 more seconds for the green bushes. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. All right, ready? Will you look for this? We're going to look for... I'll sound out the second half. The first half is butter. Do you see any butter in our picture? No, me neither. But what about this? Butterfly. Yes, butterfly. Let's find an orange crayon and color the spots on the butterfly orange. Let's count the spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. 6 spots on the butterfly. And then let's color the butterfly itself red. Any kind of red. I'm going to use my reddish, my red violet, because that's what I've got around me. Color the rest of the butterfly red. Butterfly, what sound does it begin with? Yep, B, butterfly. Okay, put down your red crayon. And now let's look for something else with full eye. Something else that has, yes, the dragonfly. Let's color the wings up top. Let's do pink. Color the wings on the top pink. And then let's color the wings on the bottom green. Color the wings on the bottom green. And then let's color the body of the dragonfly purple. Color the body of the dragonfly purple and his head. Do you know the sound that dragonfly begins with? Dragon. D. D. Dragonfly begins with the letter D. Okay, put down your crayons. There are 2 flowers next to the biggest sheep. There are 2 flowers. They're called daffodils. Let's color the biggest daffodil yellow. The biggest daffodil yellow. These are daffodils. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of daffodil? D, D, D. And what do you hear at the end of daffodil? L. Okay, don't color the stem yellow. We'll wait for that. Okay, and then color the smaller daffodil blue. Let's make a pretty blue daffodil. And then we'll color the stems. What color? Yes, green. So these are a type of flower. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of the word flower? Yes, F. Flower. Okay, I'm done with my blue daffodil. Let's color the stem of each one green and the grass clump. What letter sound does stem begin with? St, st, S. And then it has a T. It has a blend. St, st, S, T. Stem. What's it end with? Stem. Yep, the letter M. Okay, put down your green crayon. Do you see the roses over by the littlest sheep? The roses, they're still together. They're like not blooming out yet. They're over by the littlest sheep. Let's color the smallest rose red. That short one. Color that one red. What do you hear at the beginning of rose? Rose. Yes, the letter R. And the last sound we can hear is rose. S. Kind of sounds like a Z, huh? But we spell it with an S. And let's color the largest rose pink. Color the largest rose pink. And then we'll color the stems and the grass. What color? Yes, we'll color it green. So grass, what sound do you hear at the beginning of grass? G. And what sound do you hear at the end of grass? S. What sound do you hear in the middle? What's our short vowel sound in grass? Ah. Short A has an A sound. Short A. A says A. Okay, put down your green crayon. Let's look for this object. Ready? Ch-ick. Ch-ick. Yes, do you see the little chick? So cute. Color it yellow. Color the baby chick yellow. It's a baby chick and we got baby sheep. They're just babies. Everything in this picture is babies except for the boy and the girl, huh? So we have a yellow chick. That starts with a digraph too, like sheep, but chick has a CH. Chick starts with CH. Okay, put down your crayon. All right, we're gonna color two more things and then we're gonna move on. Ready? Do you see the girl? Mm-hmm. The girl, do you see her? Let's color her hair brown. Find your brown crayon. What letter sound does girl begin with? G, 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 just like grass. Girl begins the same way as grass. What about go? Does it begin the same way as girl and grass? Yes. What about boat? Does it begin the same way as girl? No. Boat begins the same way as butterfly, but not the same way as girl. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, one. All right. And then let's color the boy's hair yellow. Color the boy's hair yellow. Boy begins with what letter sound? B, b, boy begins with B. Take away the B and change it to J, J, joy. I got joy, joy, joy for the boy, 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 and the girl, girl, girl. All right. Put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. Find your pencil. We're going to do some work down at the bottom. All right. Do you see the picture of the net? What's the first sound in net? We need to write the letter next to E-T. We need to write the beginning sound for net. Yes, it's the letter N. Write down the letter N. Scoot over. This is a jet. It belongs in the same word family as net. What letter sound do we need to write there? J. J-et. Now scoot over, we're going to write another word that rhymes with net and jet and is in the same family. What are we going to write? This dog is what? Yes, wet. So we're going to write the beginning sound in wet. What do we write? W. And then look at the jet and look at the net. What's the ending chunk sound? E, T. So check it for wet. You should have W, E, T. Net. Jet, wet. Do those rhyme? Yes, I can make up a song. The jet got caught in the net and then it got wet. When you have words that rhyme, it's so easy to make up songs. All right, let's scoot down to the sentence. It says, we can get the, and I see a picture of a bug. We can get the bug before we do anything. Do you see a word in that sentence that would belong with net and jet and wet? Me too. It's get. Will you circle that word? G-E-T, circle it. It belongs in the et family with net and jet and wet. Okay, we can get the bug. It's a telling sentence. We're telling each other that we can get the bug. So at the end of the sentence next to the word bug, there's a little circle. Trace that circle, and inside of it, will you put a period? Because that's what we put at the end of a telling sentence. And then go back to the beginning. It says we, and there are two lines under the letter W. Trace those two lines with your pencil. That's to remind us that we need to start our sentences with what? Yes, with a capital letter. So we're going to copy this sentence, but we're going to start with a capital W. So go right underneath the word we, and on the line, make a capital W. Touch the ceiling for a capital W. And then put your lowercase e. We, finger space. What's the next word? Can, see, a, n, finger space. What's the next word? Get. We circled it. G, e, t, finger space. We can get. What's the next word? The, t, h, e, finger space. What's the last word? Bug. B, u, g. And don't forget your period. We can get the bug. You should have a capital W at the beginning of the sentence because we have to put the capital at the beginning. And you should have a period at the end because it's a telling sentence. We're telling each other we can get the bug. Okay, so go down to the crayon boxes. Boys and girls, we're going to look for the box that has more than the other. So first, let's count the crayons in the first box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Will you write a 7 on the box? Write the number 7 on the box. And then scoot over. How many does this box have? 1, 2, 3. Write a 3 on the box. Okay, which number is greater than the other one? The 7. Circle that whole entire crayon box, the one with the 7. 7 is greater than 3. Okay, scoot over. Look at the ladybugs. We're going to look for the ladybug that has more spots than the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is 8 greater than 6? Yes, circle the ladybug with 8 spots. Now scoot over. This time we're going to pick the number that has less than. Less than the other, littler than the other. Count the pencils in the first jar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to write it right on the jar. 8. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Write that. Boys and girls, 8 or 7, which one is less than the other? Littler. Yes, the 7. So circle the jar with 7 pencils in it. Boys and girls, we did it. 7 is less than 8. We did the whole entire page. You're amazing. You rock. I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.